informational. We'll move on to our last item, item number 7. Some good news from BHD.
From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, providing a verbal report regarding changes to the inpatient acute units at the behavioral health facility. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. Everybody has their brochures in front of you. And Ms. Lucy and Ms. Lyday will briefly just speak on.
Well, let me just thank you for the opportunity to share some, again, verbal information as this is another situation where the report would be outdated before we would write it. We have been working very hard on the reallocation and redevelopment of working on the reallocation of our acute units. And that includes the women's treatment unit, which is a sort of green floral brochure, the intensive treatment unit, which is the blue one, and the other one is for the other general units. We created these brochures actually, let me just say, the women's treatment unit was the first one that created this, and it was two physicians who were going to be on that unit who wanted to write down really what was going on and how did they think it was going to work, and so then it morphed into doing it for everybody. We use these for to work with our staff on. We work with the unions, and we want to thank Jeff Weber from FNIP and John Knox from District Council 48 who helped us, and that we've asked each of our staff to choose which unit they want to work on, and so that they could choose based on what's going to be the activities of that unit, what are going to be the patients on that unit, and what is going to be the expectations of themselves on those units. We're also working with our environment of care folks, our EEOs, our operations folks, and they're ready to. They picked out the doctors actually had paint color recommendations and the paint, and we're really looking at the ceilings. One of the things, the ceilings can be a relatively cost-effective change, but that decrease the noise and improve the lighting a little bit. So we're working on those issues, and the big issue that we're really working on is staff education. And we're developing these models that we do a good job of educating our staff and working on team building with our staff so that the staff will be able to work in as a team with the clients. So we're very excited about all these activities. People are working very hard on this. This group meets every week. Groups meet every week to talk about what's going on, and probably ramping up to meeting about 3 times a week to whether we really move closer to these really exciting innovations.
Wonderful. Comments, questions? December 18th?
December 19th will be the women's treatment unit opening, and January 23rd, I believe, will be the opening of the intensive treatment unit. I should say for the intensive treatment unit, we've identified a model that we're close to making a decision. We've identified a different model of patient de-escalation. And it works very well with trauma-informed care and some of the other things that we want to put in place. It's just different enough than what we're currently doing that I think it kind of refreshes people's thoughts about this, and it will be a very good model to use on the intensive treatment unit. The other thing I've been saying, probably a bad metaphor, but the other thing I've been saying at the hospital is that we want to be very leaky. Whatever we learn from these units, we need to carry on to the other units. So that if we have good success with something that's soothing for clients and helps them in terms of their self-management of anxiety, we need to share that with all of our units. And so we're working on that as well. So it's been very collaborative and good experience.
Very good. Any comments, questions, concerns? Everybody's going to mark the calendar now.
We'll send to save the date.
All right, wonderful.
Thank you
very much. Ms. Lyday, you have something?
Yes. Supervisor West and County Board Supervisors, I just wanted to say that this is going to be my last meeting as the Interim Director of Health and Human Services.